This new lock would give the Sioux a second facility to handle so-called thousand footers. Those are the super carriers that haul cargo to and from Lake Superior. Right now, those ships can only use the 37-year-old Poe lock. If that were to break down or be a target of sabotage, 70% of all Great Lakes shipping would be halted. The new lock has a price tag of $341 million. Army Corps of Engineers Project Manager Charlie Olerek says that makes this 10-year undertaking a top priority.
Oh, absolutely. With the vital interests of shipping and our national security, it is certainly paramount.
The project is on hold now, waiting for a review from Washington. But Olerek hopes to begin construction soon, as early as next October.
It's very vital to all the states involved in our nation, and we look forward to getting to construction as soon as we get the necessary review process done and acquire the necessary funding.
Duluth Superior is the largest port on the Great Lakes, and the Port Authority's Ray Skelton says a new lock will break up shipping log jams at the Sioux.
Oh, yes, there are delays at the Sioux. For vessels that are waiting to transit the Poe lock, that can be weather related, even where they get backed up. So it's not necessarily a mechanical difficulty; it's just a matter of the logistics of how the system works.
Wisconsin will pay $117,000 a year for 50 years as part of its share. Illinois, Michigan, and Pennsylvania have also committed to the new lock. Minnesota, New York, Ohio, and Indiana have not signed on. Olerek says they're still negotiating with those states. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.